It's the Hour of Roundtable with me, Ryan Price, Lord Lai Ming, and Catwoman Nu Hong Lin in the studio. Everyone is unique and bright in their own different ways, but some don't always give themselves that acknowledgement, which is really sad. A book, The Time Warrior, authored by Stephen Chandler, calls these people the unconscious competent, which means unknowingly good at things. Like, competent means you can do stuff. You don't fail, you know?
All right.
So, or people who do not recognize their brainy potential. It's quite possible you are smarter than you think. And we have a list here to prove it. So let's get nerdy, guys. Tell me what's going on.
Well, yes, there's a list of signs that you should look out for to prove that you're actually smarter than you think. And I honestly think we should mention the bottom sign, the last sign that's included in the story, and that's you are healthy. I mean, being healthy, a lot of people take it for granted.
How does that have to do with smart?
A lot of people take it for granted. I mean, especially when they're young, that health isn't a problem.
That's true.
When you're healthy, you don't realize how debilitating it can be when you have some kind of illness
or
condition.
So are you saying like people who smoke are stupid?
I'm not saying this.
I would say that maybe by that long, maybe you are saying that. But yes, it is maybe a sign that you're smart if you are taking care of yourself.
Yes.
Because actually staying healthy requires a lot of efforts. You have to stay on a healthy diet. You have to work out frequently. A lot of it requires strategic planning and discipline. I mean, without that, those abilities, how can you call yourself smart?
So Lai Ming thinks health is a good indicator of maybe that hidden intelligence. Nu Hong Lin, what do you think?
I think being curious is a very important character of a human being.
Or a cat person, huh?
You are in a world where there are so many possibilities. And if you're not interested in the future, in other things in your life, you're not curious enough. You might just stay in your little room and do your little thing, eat your little spicy food without paying attention to other food, to other interesting stuff that you can do. And if you're curious enough, you are flexible with change and you're always the first to adapt to new systems. And sadly, curious is also one indicator that is really easy to neglect when you're studying. In the academic world, you are provided with all the information and you just need to learn them. So maybe being curious is not that obvious when you're studying. That's why you might not know that you're much smarter than you think.
I first of all don't even think human beings have a grasp on what is smart or what really is intelligence in the grander scheme of how it matters. People are smart in so many different ways,
yes,
if you could even call it that. I mean, I think artists see a world that scientists will never see, yet we value scientists because they give us the convenience of light bulbs. That's simply it, you know? But artists, it's just kind of a nice thing to look at a piece of art, but God, I can't live without my iPad. I can live without the Mona Lisa, but I can't live without my iPad. But here's what I thought. There's two here that I really like that I think dictate that you are smarter than you think, and you shouldn't beat yourself up because you didn't get the best Gaokao score ever, okay? One of them is you're reliable. A man or a woman is only as good as their word. And when you realize that, then I think you are smart. Because people flake on other people. People say they're going to do things and they don't. And it'll ruin your life. And this leads me to my next one, constantly improving, okay? There's this quote, I know it's not Monday, but I'm going to say it. It goes something like this: only a fool does the same thing over and over again and expects a different result.
Oh,
but
yeah,
scientists do that too. They always...
I mean, I'm not asking for an argument, right?
Expecting different...
Let me just add my opinion. No, I'm just kidding. We just don't have enough time. But I think if you're reliable, you know, you realize that people will give you more in life. You probably have a better life. And if you're constantly improving, that means that you see problems and you fix them. You're smart enough to find the problems in your life and change them. You do things. You improve your health, Lai Ming, which you said was the indicator of
Of course. Yes.
Yeah, and spicy food and all this stuff. But guys, you know, don't let something like just academics or gaokaos be the judge of your intelligence. Brilliance is often shown in so many different ways. But anyways, that brings us to the end of today's show. Don't cry. Thank you so much for your company. For our podcast listeners, you can find us at Roundtable Yuan Zhou Hui Yi on Apple Podcasts.
Good job.
Leave us a message there if you are so inclined, which you better be inclined. I swear, you better be inclined. But anyways, that's the end of the show, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow.